Hello.
Good morning. I've just come to get the bicycles.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. Morning. I can't remember what day it is in the TCR. What was the last one? Anyway, welcome back to the TCR. Sorry about the traffic. And sorry about the wind. Get going in a second. We left Maribor this morning at 5:30. 1 hour of faff. Left into a beautiful sunrise. Some cloud around. Got out of the city very quickly because we stayed on the west-hand side of the city, so it's useful to make a quick escape in the morning. And it's bizarre really, because as the sun went down yesterday and we rode into the darkness across Slovenia, we were in basically a kind of slightly richer version of the Eastern European countries we'd already been through. We woke up today and started riding, and as soon as we left the city, it feels like we're suddenly in the Alps, like we're in Austria or something. It just so happened that our choice of where we kind of cut those 2 days in half and where the night fell for us on our route made it this really dramatic contrast between two completely different worlds, really. Even down to the weather, you know, we ended the day yesterday in real dry, scorching, dusty heat, and we've got up and ridden into sort of mid-teens, low 20s, raining, drizzly, low cloud. We've been gaining altitude slightly over the past day or so, and we're now at kind of about 300 meters. There's really, really low cloud here, so it just couldn't feel more different to where we've been riding through for the past couple of days. And it's suddenly extremely hilly and mountainous, and you know, it's the starting to get into the Alps, so it's the pre-Alps, little more rounded off mini mountains, and then big steep-sided valleys with rivers at the bottom of them going through, and we're following one of those rivers down this valley and climbing gradually as we're going, and it's just absolutely stunning. Dark green pine forests hugging the sides of all these valley sides, and then low light grey clouds just draped over these hillsides and creating these amazing shadows of tree lines. A bit like a kind of Bob Ross painting. So it's all change here, and Adrian certainly felt the benefit, because having got up feeling like death and sort of feeling really tired this morning, I think these conditions are absolutely optimal. It's funny, even his bike, it's been making all sorts of noises and has sort of sounded like it's about to fall apart. Suddenly it's just silent and running perfectly. And I think both man and machine are crafted and hewn in the north of England, and run, you know, at optimum levels when it's a bit cold and a bit wet. So he's gone. Oh, he's gone. I can't even see him anymore. He's gone off into the distance. We're planning to do either 2 hours or 50 kilometers, and then have a very quick stop for a coffee and to eat some pastries that we bought last night, for this very reason. Okay. Anyway, morale is high because it feels like we've entered the next phase of the race, which is the Alpine section, and we're both looking forward to it.
...150 meters, and when you're there it's getting dark, and if it's raining you're crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So you think we've done the best possible route through this, that through that area?
Yeah.
And you've seen everyone else's routes that's come through the shop?
Yeah, most people have chosen the shortest.
They went, let's get less distance, but
like
then
Austria,
they right.
Some climbs.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a bag or anything else, or a knife, or
No. Oh yeah, actually, if you could just cut the labels off, because I will put those on straight away. Thanks very much. This shop has rescued me for two years on TCR now.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, well, especially the first time. I had loads more problems the first time. I had to buy a new GPS unit. I think
really?
You found a shop
that
I could go to. I spent like a whole day in Klagenfurt.
I think I can remember. The guy with the broken GPS, I can't remember.
Yeah, and I can't remember what was wrong with the bike. I think there were lots of things wrong with the bike, actually. It was like, I'll drop it off and come back 5 hours later.
Yeah, we have... Today we have a guy with a Shimano, the A2 derailleur.
Yeah.
Who has a little... That has fucked up.
Oh.
Doesn't work anymore.
Oh, man.
Then we put on a new one with the bad luck in addition that the derailleur hanger broke.
Oh.
But he didn't have
a spare one. Oh, schoolboy error.
But he has a Moots. He's a factory rider for Moots.
Right.
Moots doesn't exist in Europe.
Right. Oh, man.
There's only one small distributor in Germany. So he goes from here to Munich.
Yeah.
That's 400 kilometers, I think. Single speed?
Single speed, yeah, I was going to say, that's the only solution. Up all the climbs. Oh, man.
That's
those kinds of things happen on TCR, you know. Quarter past six in the evening. All afternoon we've been heading down this really wide valley, and with bigger and bigger mountains revealing themselves as we've been going along it, and we've been able to see this huge mountain range kind of at the end of the valley that we've been gradually getting closer and closer to, and the whole time it's just feeling more and more alpine, and following a beautiful river for that whole time as well, through lots of towns, some of them very much like resorts, you know, kind of not really ski resorts, but like real leisure towns, lots of restaurants and things. Some of them big, kind of retail-y, there's lots of shopping malls and things. And it's just basically along this flat valley, more or less. And we're sort of positioning ourselves at the start of the Alps for the checkpoint 3 parkour. I'm not quite sure when we're going to hit that, but that's our target. We're at, we've just done 200 kilometers today. As always, on the flat, the target is to get 300 in the bag. And we have no plan for where we're sleeping tonight, so we don't know how far we're going to go. So as we've got closer to the mountains, the weather has started looking more and more ominous. So to start with, when we were really far away, we could just see these huge columns of cloud forming off the mountains, and they're like hundreds and hundreds of meters high, really dramatic. And now we're basically underneath that that huge cloud formation, so it basically looks overcast, and you can't see any of the tops of the hills either side of this valley, because they're just shrouded in cloud and mist. And it looks cool, but as you start to look down towards the end of the valley, it just gets kind of blacker and blacker. It looks very foreboding, very ominous indeed. And you know, we've looked at the weather forecast and it says, yeah, it's gonna be raining, pal, for like 2 days. So really not the opportune moment to be going up over this alpine pass. And got the first checkpoint, got there in the dark. Second one, it was shrouded in mist and fog. Third one's probably going to be in the rain. So not having much luck there with these iconic parts of the trip. What's Adrian doing? Not sure. What's he doing here? What are you doing?
Got my clothes on for training.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's lightning as well. About to pop. Look like we're at Expos Road, last shelter place.
Okay, it's time to get geared up for the rain. Oh. Right, have we left enough time? We left enough distance so we can follow her without her suspecting anything.
Switch your lights off.
Switch your lights off. She won't see us coming.
Take your smoky dope.
Alright, let's go. Okay, it's 9 o'clock and we're on a cycle path called the R1 heading to Lienz and then beyond into Italy, which is where we're trying to get to now. Yeah, so we left our little sheltered spot with all our rain gear on, tried to stay there as long as we possibly could, but eventually we had to leave and hit the road. And then we were just on this really busy kind of dual carriageway in like pouring rain, spray everywhere, cars coming past at like 80 kilometers an hour, beeping their horns because they couldn't see us and they wanted to get off the road. Very, very stressful stuff. And then the route just took us off that road slightly for a minute, and we were like a bit shell-shocked, wondering what we could do. So we regrouped in a bus stop, had a look at the map, and found a cycle path that follows our route, follows that road all the way through to where we want to go. And we got, and it just happened to start basically next to the bus stop. So we got on that and it's just been absolute dreamland. It's been incredible. And the first section of it going down into this valley, we timed it coincidentally that it was when the sun was setting, and there was just this most incredible sunset lighting up the whole sky, like reds and pinks. silhouetting these like massive mountains either side. It was just incredible, and there's no traffic. Like the odd car comes down here, but basically we've got this to ourselves. It's going through the occasional small village, but mainly it's just going through kind of fields and meadows and pastures and things, cows grazing. It's just beautiful. It's getting dark now, and we're gonna carry on for probably another 3 hours, see if we can get up to about 280 kilometers for the day. We'll go and check out Lienz. We'll try and get some food on the way. But yeah, the plan for the end of the day is pretty loose, really. Well, we haven't got one at all, so not sure what we're going to do, but just so relieved that like the rain stopped now. I've had the most brilliant, like, bit of luck to find this route, and we've just been really enjoying it. Probably a bit too much. Done a lot of stopping to take photos and things, but so we need to kind of crack on and get some mileage done. But what a relief to find an alternative when we thought we were going to be stuck on that road. Right, so yeah, our TCR's taking a little bit of a detour, a little bit of a left field turn today. We've kind of been slowly making our way down this cycle path, and we've just come across a pub. So we've got in and we're going to have a beer. And we've persuaded the guy to make some food for us of some kind, because it is quite late, isn't it? What time? It's like 5 to 10. We've done nowhere near the kind of mileage that we needed to do today, but you know, we've had some environmental factors that have led to that, and also just that valley we went down was so beautiful. Here comes our last stuff. Danke. Yeah.
How long the bicycle today? How much kilometer? From two?
240 kilometers.
240?
Yes.
Which the way? Here from?
Yeah, so we've come from the east. We started in
Maribor.
Which country? In Maribor, yeah,
Slovenia.
Maribor, yeah. Slovenia, yeah.
And we got caught in the
rain.
Donner and Blitzen.
Yes.
And then.
Yeah, but today is raining.
Yeah. Well, we know.
Yeah, and now, later, you go to sleep here. No.
We carry on
yeah.
a bit further.
Here. In the next,
maybe another 30 kilometers.
30?
Yeah.
Today?
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Which Spital or Lienz? No. What's your name for the city?
Lienz. Yeah.
Lienz?
Yeah. Lienz is about. It's about 40 away.
30, 35.
Yeah.
The beer will help.
On the street? On the street?
On the path.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he just laughed. Well, there you go. That sums it up, really. Yeah, we're feeling really happy about it. It's just been great, isn't it? It's been such a fun afternoon.
In the face of adversity, it's probably been the best day of the
trip
so far.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning in
the valley. Oh, it's, that sunset was just unreal. I just couldn't believe it. That was part of the problem, because then I had to stop and take loads of photos of it. But yeah, it's kind of set us back. But I think we might have a second wind after this beer and food stop, and we might just crack on. Might do an all-nighter tonight. This could be the one.
This might be a turning point, couldn't it? How much did we want to do today? 330k?
We wanted to do 330k.
Did we? It's at 5 a.m. this morning.
We're 100k off that. Yeah. Well, it's TCR. It's TCR, isn't it? It's unpredictable. Anyway, we'll make up all the distance in the Alps.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.